Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning the third parak of Maseches Nazir, and we are beginning with parak Gimel, of course, Mishnah Aleph. So after a person finishes his Nazirus, he has to shave his head, and he's got to bring three karbanos. So the Mishnah talks about which day we do this. Misha Amareini Nazir. If someone says, I'm committing to be a Nazir, and he doesn't say how long his Nazirus should be. So we know Stam Nazirus is Shloshim Yom. So Mikaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. He does his Giluach on the 31st day, meaning he has to have 30 full days before his Nazirus is over. Then Gilach Liyom Shloshim Yatzah, but if he shaved his head on the 30th day, he's also Yotzei, because even Miktsas Yom Kikulo, even part of day 30 counts as if he observed 30 days. So even though L'Chadchila we don't rely on Miktsas Yom Kikulo, B'diavad we rely on Miktsas Yom Kikulo for the 30th day. Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom. The person says, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days. So he didn't, it wasn't just Stam Nazirus. He said it's going to be 30 days. Then I'm Gilach Liyom Shloshim Lo Yotza. Then if he's Megaleach on day 30, he's not Yotza. Because when he says it's going to be for 30 days, we assume he means 30 full days. And if he therefore shaved a day early, he's going to have to wait another 30 days and then be Megaleach again, because you need at least 30 days of growth in order to be Megaleach. So moving on to Mishnah Beis. So once we said that when Nazir shaves his hair off after a term of Nazirus, the Mishnah tells us when he shaves, if he has two consecutive terms of Nazirus. Mishnah Nazir Shtei Nazirios. So if a person had two terms of Nazirus and he never said how long each one should be, so he counts 30 days and then he shaves his head and he brings the karbanos, and then he counts another 30 days and again shaves and he brings the karbanos. So on what day does he shave each time? Megaleach HaSarishona Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. The first one he shaves on day 31, like we said in the last Mishnah, and then he begins his second term of Nazirus on that very 31st day. So therefore, the shaving for the second term of Nazirus is on the 61st day, because since he didn't say how long each Nazirus should be, they're each the standard 30 days. And the shaving for each one is done, ideally at least, on day 31 from when it started. So the first day of the second term is on the same day that he shaved for the first term of Nazirus. So the second term starts on day 31, and therefore will end on day 61. And if he did the Giluach on day 30 of the first one, then Megaleach HaShniya Yom Shishim, then even Lechadchila, at that point he could do the Giluach for the second one on Yom Shishim, because that is day 31 of the second Nazirus. Giluach Yom Shishim Chasar Achas Yatza, and if he does it on day 59, he's also Yotzei, because that's day 30 of the second Nazirus, and we said you're Yotzei if you are Megaleach on day 30. Now the Mishnah says that we have an early tradition for this halacha. Vizu Edus Heid Rabbi Papias. This was an Edus that Rabbi Papias testified al Misha Nazir Shtei Nazirus, about someone who had two consecutive terms of Nazirus, and he didn't say how long each term should last. She'im Gilach Es HaRishon HaShloshim Megaleach Es HaShniya Yom Shishim. If he did the first Giluach on day 30, he should do the second Giluach on day 60. V'im Gilach Liyom Shishim Chasar Achas Yatzah Shiyom Shoshim Olo Min HaMinyan. That if he did the first Giluach on the second Giluach on day 59, after having done the first Giluach on day 30, he is Yotzei, because the 30th day we say Miktsas Hayom Ke Kulo. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Aleph we said that if a person said that he's going to be a Nazir, that Giluach should happen on day 31, but he's Yotze if it happens on day 30. But if he doesn't just say Hareini Nazir, he says I'm going to be a Nazir for Shloshim Yom, then the Giluach must happen on day 31, and he's not Yotze if it happens on day 30. And then Mishnah Beis just elaborated that if a person has two periods of Nazirus, so he's Megaleach the first one on day 31, Lechadchila, and Lechadchila the second one on day 61, because day 31 counts as day 1 of his second Nazirus. But if he was Megaleach the first one on day 30, then day 60 is the ideal time for the Giluach on the second one, but B'dieved, day 59 would also work. And Rabbi Papias was made about someone who was Nozer Shtei Nazirus, and he said that if he was Megaleach the first one on day 30, ideally the second one, the second Giluach should be on day 60, but if it was done on day 59, he's still Yotzei, because the 30th day would still work because of Miktsas Hayom Ke Kulo. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel.